Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk,
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. Yeah, this is Nerd Talk Plus. Let's see, there's no Brandon. Our biggest blimp is not here today. I have a blimp-related question for him, too, but it's this week in blimp. It was a little early. Oh, well. So anyway, no Brandon this week, but he's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Would you prefer I not say what Brandon coined for you?
That's fine with me.
In case one of you beautiful ladies is like, what? He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola, Wanchang, howdy. Chelema, woke, yi lu, noom, de, mao, mao? Sorry.
Yeah. Si, senor.
Yes, exactly.
See, I made you turn a little red there. I apologize. That was not.
No. I love it when you come up with a new intro and you just kind of whip it out and show it to us.
Well, I've only ever done that one other time, and it went great, actually, to be fair.
Beautiful.
It went pretty great. Helping us behind the scenes and schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. I have gravy-adjacent things to talk about today.
Oh, wow.
None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, answer this week's question of the week. Or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. That's our website, nerdtalkplus.com. No, that's not how that works.
Something close to that.
Thick Latinas, figure it out.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Okay, Siege, hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful now.
Great, I'm so glad. I feel like garbage, but I was like, I'm still showing up. I'm here for it. I want a podcast tonight because, oh boy, daylight saving time doing a real number on the old man body here.
Daylight savings time takes away an average of 3 to 4 days from each one of us.
Oh, that's awesome. Together, we're half a month.
Oh man, you do that math quick.
Well, it wasn't even accurate, so there you go.
It's close enough.
Seriously, if there's anything that we talk about or if we do a question of the week or something like that and you want to chime in, there's all these different places you could answer the question of the week. Online, nerdtalkplus.com is our website.
Join our Discord.
Yeah.
Gravy's been doing live shows in the chat there. We got a whole little subsection in there where Gravy just yells all the stuff that we're talking about. So, you know. You don't even have to listen to us.
Well, hold on. I went back up. Hold on. I know we have a Discord.
Did you forget how to get into it?
Full stop. No, but I have app-related news.
Ooh!
I think I'm making my ex more and more mad at me every day. But it's
nice.
Some of the decisions need to be made. I downloaded Pokemon Go to my phone.
Oh!
And I haven't started playing yet. I kind of floated the idea by her that, like, this kid's got to help me walk the dog. All he does is cry and complain the whole time. It works because I get annoyed and mad at him. But if I had Pokemon Go, we could wander around. And, like, I went to a birthday party. Again, I was invited. It was for children, and my child was a guest.
I was going to say, man, you got to stop doing that.
All the kids were, all the boys specifically, and one of the girls, so into Pokemon. And so yes. I, like, want my kid to be... I don't want him to miss out on that. And Pokemon's like so harmless. It's not like guns and stuff like that. And I get the kids
which
get
are also
with that.
Cool.
I'll get a gun. Okay, good. Uncle Siege is gonna get you. You know, I'm not even willing to have it be uncle. It's like uncle in an Asian way. You know how everyone that's like that gets to hang out called uncles. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy shooting stuff, kid. I don't think my kid knows what a gun is. I legitimately don't think that he has any access to guns in any place in his life. Like, we watched Star Wars, and he was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, yeah, those are guns, and you've never seen lasers before. Just has no 8 years old, made it that far without being victimized by guns.
This is good. He goes to private schools. This is the perfect time for me to teach him.
Okay. He goes to private school, so he's in a bit of a bubble, and it's not like he has the benefits of going to public school where you might get shot.
Yeah, true.
I want to do a quick aside. I was talking to my friend on the phone today, as something I still do, and I don't know how this came up, but I have the quote of my life, I think. Guys, I know exactly what I want on my tombstone when I die. I don't know how you feel about legacy. I think legacy is really dumb because it doesn't matter at all. And usually the only people with actual legacy are the ones that like round up a giant group of people and then have them murdered. Like, usually those are the only people that actually end up having lasting legacy. There's a few others that have done positive things, but like, for the most part, the legacy is for the evil, right? However, I desperately want to have a tombstone. I think it's so funny to have a tombstone. I think it's a really great.
Were we talking off air about writing each other's obituaries last week?
Yeah, for sure. But for me, a tombstone is one last chance to make a lasting joke.
Yes.
Right? And so, like, yeah, I was in Boston a few years ago, and we went to a graveyard, and it was like, I don't know, a bunch of probably very important old dead people. And I was like, this is crazy. These are so old, like hundreds of years old, and that's super cool. Yet none of them have anything hilarious written on them. And that's like a gigantic mistake. And so I said to my friend, I was like, I want you, when I die, to get a tombstone made for me that said, died doing what he loved, dying.
I love that.
So that way, when people find it in 50 years, they'll be like, ha, "This guy was all right."
Like, it makes me so happy.
Yeah. See.
So, yeah. The way I think of it is like one of my favorite places to actually kind of go and chill is Leslie Nielsen,
Caldera.
Is buried down here in Fort Lauderdale. And sometimes I'll go hang out by his grave. Yeah. And
because it's a Pokestop.
Yes. No. If it was, that would be amazing.
It definitely is. It's got to be, right?
If it isn't, I'm going to make it one. I mean, yeah, I've never actually opened up Pokemon Go in the graveyard for some reason.
There are certain lines you're not supposed to cross, but
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, of course you are.
But famously, just like you, his says, let her rip. Because he loves the fart jokes.
See, this is it. I just need some sort of like, that would be real legacy. I don't care if people know what I did or what I accomplished in my life. I just want them to get a good, like, this guy.
Yeah, right?
In the future.
We don't know who he is, but, I mean, that tombstone, anytime anybody walks through here.
Yeah, like you bring someone to the funeral because they're visiting, and that's what you do in this city, this hypothetical city that I live in. You're like, go to the graveyard.
Let's go to the funeral.
And then, like, this is real. We got to check out this one. There's Bruce Lee, and then there's this guy.
Yeah. In my imagination now, you're buried in the plot right next to Bruce and Brandon. Lee, not...
I want to be buried next to Brandon, too. That's
so Bruce, Brandon, Greg, Brandon.
My wish is that when I die, all of you guys are killed and buried, too.
So okay, that's cool.
Like a pharaoh. I want all of my friends and family
maybe
to be.
We can get the legacy thing where we all drink a Kool-Aid.
As long as... I also want all of our organs to be pulled out through our nose. That's another thing that I'm
interested in. Is that like Event Horizon style or just afterwards, like... Kind
I don't know
Egypt
that reference,
style.
But I think that Ancient Egypt is the...
Event Horizon.
So I'm presuming that's a film?
Yes.
No. doink. Yeah.
Man, we've had a couple benchmarks early in the show today.
what is Event Horizon?
Oh, man. It's
it sounds
a
like
movie.
It's about a black hole.
I mean, yeah, basically a long story short, without no spoiler alert, 1993, I think it was. It was right around the same time Jurassic Park came out.
Oh, wow. That's when I actually liked movies.
Yeah. Sam Neill.
Like the original Jurassic Park?
Yes, the original, the correct one. So a spaceship goes through a black hole and it turns out on the other side is hell. And so the spaceship comes back and... the spaceship is possessed by hell, and they get, and so a team who comes back and finds the spaceship out there, captain led by the scientist Sam Neill.
Yeah, there's
no dinosaurs in space. Oh,
exactly.
Hold my claw.
Yeah. So they go. So they find out that this thing is possessed, and they all start killing themselves and each other.
Oh,
and yeah, and there's this one
like a worse alien.
But like even this is like the one movie that like I cringe when I go and see, or when I went and see, or even in full on daylight. There's a scene in it that's famous that I'm not spoiling it for you because you're never gonna see it.
I also won't remember.
So they go into the computers and they're looking at like the video log files of like people trying to figure out what happened, because
there's just one guy that's
still there.
Jork it. Like siege. Like,
so, pretty much, but except he's pulling his intestines out through his mouth and everybody's screaming and dying and disemboweling themselves. And so they're actually using that scene as like a launch point to relaunch an entire comic series of Event Horizon.
Comedy? Comic?
No, not comedy.
What's the deal with barfing up your intestines?
Why are we out here disemboweling ourselves? basically they're comic going back to do a graphic novel of before and during the hell event.
You think it'll be better? You think it'll be better than the movie?
Probably. Comics usually are. But that movie was really good.
How do you feel about the movie Independence Day, the first one?
Ooh, man, cheesy as hell. Dude. But at the same time, it's like it was a time when America was coming together.
Cumping together.
Yeah, cumping together all at the same time. I mean, there are so many things that I laugh at about that movie, like the dog jumping out of the fire.
Like, I don't know about that.
Where Will Smith's exotic dancer fiance is hiding the vice president's or the president's wife in a tunnel as there's exploding things happening all around, and the dog, come on, Biscuit or whatever his name is, and then jumps wall of fire is exploding, and it's like seriously like a scene from Tango and Cash, but with a dog. Oh, another one.
God damn it.
Tango and Cash.
No.
Oh.
I know what it is, though, okay? Like, I know what it is.
Good.
Yeah. Is that the one with Tom Hanks?
No, that's Turner and Hooch.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, my God. This is Sylvester Stallone.
No, it's Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch. Tom Hanks is Tango. And the dog is Cash.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it and just imagine it.
Okay, well, now I'm bright red. That was awesome.
That was great.
I'm not even embarrassed. I'm tickled.
I love these mashup movies.
I think that Bill Pullman is maybe our worst actor.
Like, he's like, one of, yeah, yes.
I mean, like, just god-awful. And in that movie, terrible. But then you watch Spaceballs.
Yes.
One of our finest. Oh,
yes. Yes. So,
yeah, it's a
legendary comedic actor trying to be serious.
Okay, all right, hold on. Let's back that up. Legendary might be too far.
Oh, no. I'm giving him the legendary.
Next to John Candy.
No, well, see, John Candy was trying to be funny.
Okay. See, unintentionally legendary comic actor.
Unintentionally legendary. It's actually, yeah, pretty much. But his son, Lewis, is like actually a pretty good actor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, son is Top Gun Maverick, and what are you shaking your head for, Gravy? You don't like him?
No, he was laughing because he went to go type in a thing on the sheet, and I was already typing it.
Oh,
Okay. Okay. Wait, his kid is a good actor?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's been in a couple of good things. He's already in Marvel. What else? Maverick. He was in an Apple show. It was pretty damn good.
I knew a thing today about movies.
Oh,
okay. There was a person complaining on the F1 Instagram about, they always show all these celebrities that come to the races and no one, like, the fans are like, we don't care about celebrities. We just want to see racing. Stop cutting away from the racing to show celebrities.
Yeah.
There's like a middle ground there because, like, it was Taika Waititi was there. Is that his,
okay.
Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was there with whoever he's married to, who's a lady, Rita Ora.
Yes.
I don't know who that is, but she used to date Lewis Hamilton, the F1 driver. And so it was just kind of like,
nice.
Everyone was cool about it or whatever. They're all together, though, in the garage.
Oh,
and people
wow.
were like, I don't even know who these people are. No, it was, it's a G-rated podcast.
Oh, my bad.
But they're all there. And so, like, I just wanted to comment for this, you know, obviously, like, a garbage person in the comments being like, we don't even know who this is. And I was like, you probably actually do care.
Yeah.
Because that guy made two of the Thor movies, and one of them was, like, very cool. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I don't know anything about the woman, unfortunately. Like, everyone's like, you don't know Rita Ora? And I was like, I don't know that person, but I know that that guy made, also, Jojo Bunny was very funny in a dark way.
Yes. Hilarious. Yeah.
What's look at that. I've comedy? Seen a couple films.
Look at that, man. You've seen a couple films and also not. You're
yeah, well,
500
yeah, mostly,
today.
Mostly not, to be fair.
I think over the last 3 weeks, that's +4, -2, -8. You're batting about 750 over the last 3 weeks.
Now, to be fair, I offered up a couple of the best things that I had seen. I could say Space Camp and Short Circuit and bring my stats way up.
I mean, there you go.
But in terms of like modern films that mass audiences have seen, I don't know about Jojo Rabbit, but anyway. Okay. Yeah. The Independence Day was really tough for me because I was probably 14 or 17 or, you know, some dumb age that, where like Will Smith being like, not today, and then punching
an alien right in the face.
I was like, pretty funny. We were like, whoa, that's cool.
Whoa, Fresh Prince just decked the guy.
Yeah, and it was like before we knew that he was struggling with whatever his post-fame was going to be. And so, yeah, he was fun back then. Did he go downhill for Wild? Was he in Wild West? Is that what he was in after that?
He was in Wild West, yeah. That was kind of downhill, but I think he had a little bit of a rebound after that, didn't he?
He did the one where he's like by himself in the post-apocalyptic times, and he has that dog, and it was too scary
for me. Yeah, that was
with
his son, but he also did another one with his son. What was that, Pursuit of Happiness?
No, I thought it was, I think it was before his kid was in it, like, what is it called? I Am Legend. Legend is what it was, right?
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about. There was another one where
that
was
too scary
like,
for me. I had to turn that off. I was like, I am too unsettled. I am a person that struggles with anxiety, and the last thing I need is more pressure to not feel good. Yeah.
Let me see. I'm on IMDb. I'm on his filmography.
Oh, for Will Smith?
Yeah.
Love this.
See, known for Men in Black, Fresh Prince
Love
of Bel-Air, I
Men
Am
in
Legend.
Men in Black is amazing. There, it's like he gets to be kind of a doofus, but like Tommy Lee Jones anchors it, and it's like, I feel like Men in Black was incredible, and peak Will Smith.
Let's see here. Let's see. What is he known for? Show me. Expand below. Thank you. Oh, Lord, what? This is way too many of these.
Well, we'll go through them.
Like Bel-Air, Will Smith. Wait, no. What is these? Will Smith, Pretty Girls.
What is these?
What is the? Are these like every single video? Oh man, Bad Boys for Life. How did we even skip over those? All of the Bad Boys. Aladdin. What?
He was. Wasn't he the genie in the remake?
Oh, that's
of Aladdin?
Right. He was. Yeah. They've got every single like video he's ever been in here too. Pitbull back in time, Men in Black, Seven Pounds, Hancock.
Top dramatic roles, The Pursuit of Happiness, Muhammad Ali. And
oh, God, remember when he was Hitch?
No.
Jersey Girl.
Top blockbusters, Men in Black, Independence Day as Captain Stephen Hiller. They give him like the whitest name possible.
Yeah, right? The only way
we
were going to choke it down in 94.
His name's Mike. Bad Boys. That's hilarious. Never seen that. I Am Legend.
He was
in the one with Alan Tudyk, the robot one.
iRobot. Yeah.
That wasn't very good, but I remember watching that and being like, that if only that Alan Alan guy was would do a cooler robot in the future, and then he totally did K2SO, the best robot in big screen history. I'll say it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, besides Johnny Five, I think Johnny Five was pretty cool. But
yeah, Johnny Five. Johnny Five walked so he could run.
Well, rolled, but yeah.
Well, true.
There's R2-D2, Johnny Five, K2SO. Okay.
Okay, I like it. Official rankings.
Enemy of the State, says Gravy.
I'm seeing all the things like where he was Venus and Serena's dad.
What?
King Richard. King Richard.
Hitch, Six Degrees of Separation. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Enemy of the State is. I mean,
that was one where he was like with Gene Hackman. Wasn't he like an FBI guy or something?
Isn't that the dude from Hoosiers? I know who Gene Hackman is, by the way. But.
Will Smith had to fight the guy from Hoosiers.
Yeah, all right.
Man, I can't believe you haven't seen any of the Bad Boys movies.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a...
You're not a young black teenager.
I'm a disappointing man, everybody. It's been made perfectly clear on many occasions that I'm a disappointment to many people. So
I don't think you're a disappointment, Greg. You make me smile every time I see you.
I was saying something the other day about how we all need a friend like Siege who like shows up and just says, even though he's encouraging you to be evil, he does it in a very supportive way. So it's like,
I mean, I'll take that.
I mean, it's true. But yeah. It's
like, yeah.
Like, people, I'm sure, have said worse. I'm not sure.
Oh, far, but, far worse.
I think one guy I read one time, someone said he's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex.
Thank you, Brandon.
And we'll be right back. All right, well, gentlemen, what do you want to start today with? Do you want to start with having a strong condiment game or something about farts?
Like Nerd Talk Plus
is really, really hitting it hard today.
I do love farts.
Okay, we'll start with farts. From the Baltimore Sun, can I confirm that real quick, actually? Let me just confirm that real quick. Yeah, this is like something I'm probably going to talk about on the proper radio because it's from like a pretty legitimate source. It's not just from like, you know, some idiot with an Instagram.
Me?
I feel like this is probably more work than even you're willing to put in. But from the Baltimore Sun, there we go, just to confirm. Let's see here.
Sounds like a made up newspaper for a comic
I did not look to see if it was legit or not. That is a very fair point. Gravy, please. When Brantley Hall opened enrollment for his Human Flatus Atlas project to measure how much wind people break in a day, he expected a few dozen takers. They filled their roster in a few days with people around the country willing to try his smart underwear device. Very cool. Participants will help breach a new frontier in the study of the gut microbiome, a complex ecosystem of trillions of microbes that affect health and even brain function in surprising ways. He's an assistant professor at the University of Maryland, blah, blah, blah. What he did is he created a device that pins onto the perineum area of your underwear.
Wait, you perineum? Get stabbed in the taint?
I feel like if things go wrong, you could be stabbed in the taint. Yes.
This sounds dangerous. I like it. I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it could be potentially spicy. But yeah, there it is. Doctors have no reliable way to measure how many farts this biome puts out each day. But thank you. The estimates hover around 10 to 14, as they call them, air biscuits daily. That's ABD.
ABD.
So that's the estimate from what people are willing to admit. But after some initial tests in the laboratory, they suggest the average might be closer to 30 farts. That's a 30 ABD. Excuse me, stupid Baltimore Sun, you non-credible source. while some prodigious producers drop perhaps 100 or more. Gentlemen, question of the week.
Of the week.
How many... What do you think is your ABD? Analog, I should say, not digital. Also, Gravy, thanks for the shout. The Baltimore Sun has been a legit newspaper for 188 years.
Man, time hasn't even been around for 188 years.
Yeah, what's next? The dinosaurs died 65 million years ago? Dumb.
Yeah, right. Some of them didn't even exist together.
What, do you think, I can change it. Do you think that you are somewhere around the 10 to 14 initial estimate? Do you think you're closer to the, in reality, probably 30 ABD estimate? Or do you think you're a prodigious producer dropping perhaps 100 or more?
It really depends on my diet that day. If I start off with my 2 octo shaken espressos, then I'm a prodigious producer.
Sure.
But
that sounds really healthy for you.
Oh, it's so good. It's great. And then you follow that up by a Monster Ultra.
I saw someone call the white Monster. Was it Monster? Or was it Sobe? They called
it Lizard. What? Oh, Lizard. Yeah. The lizard milk. Yeah. That was. Yeah. That's what we have to. Capitalism took away our lizard milk.
Anyway, if it was just a Tuesday and you were just doing, you know, your normal life stuff, do you think you're category A, B, or C?
I'm somewhere between average and somewhere between average and ABD and PP, prodigious producer. Somewhere between there. Because, listen, man, I'm in South Florida. I eat a lot of rice and beans. I eat every single kind of Latin food that is available to me. And yeah, I mean.
And he eats a fair amount of iguanas during the winter.
Iguanas? I mean, I will suck the meat off that bone.
I remembered something that I've been trying to think of since we talked about Florida freezing.
Oh, and nice.
That was the guy that made iguana eggs for his iguana pizza or whatever. We talked about it on the pod some time ago. I couldn't remember what my reference point was for lizard eggs and why I am horrified by that statement. And then I remembered. I even Googled it to confirm. It's from the childhood book Hatchet, where the kid goes down in a plane crash and survives and everyone else dies. And he swims down to the plane that's in the lake and he grabs the hatchet out of there. That's all he could get. And then he's able to start foraging and catching stuff. But the first food that he really gets that's not just like twigs and berries and stuff like that was turtle eggs. And he describes them as leathery pouches where he sucked the goo out of them. And I was like,
hell yeah.
And so idea of eating iguana eggs is like real.
So when weird. When you were talking about when you were saying hatchet and you were referencing eggs, I was thinking H-A-T-C-H space I-T. Like, let's hatch an egg. Hatchet.
As a velociraptor, Sam Neill, save me.
But no, now it's a child with an axe.
Yeah.
That's a good children's book.
Child size axe.
So you should definitely bring that up. As opposed to Pokemon Go. So, should I make him read Hatchet?
What if he gets scared about being in a plane crash? Who's going to save him? Not Squirtle. Anyway,
I mean, you don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I mean, I do, but no. Okay, so you think you're maybe, you are truly in the C category. You're not an A or a B or a D. You are a C. D being the prodigious producers, right?
Yeah, no, I'm probably
Gravy. Where do you think you're at? Do you think you're group 1, 2, or 3, or something else?
I would say on a weekday, I'm group 1. On the weekends, I could be a group 3.
Wow, that's variety.
Because I'm just, you know, you're holding it at work. You're in meetings, trying to be polite. You know they're there.
You're saying this in third person as if I do any of this.
Greg's in a booth by himself. You think he's doing anything? He's just hitting caps.
And like most of the time, I'm at my house as well. Like there are hardly restrictions on my my conduct at any time. Other than I can't say swear words on the radio. That's like basically the only control that's put over me throughout a day. For 4 hours, I have to behave. I think I'm probably B. I bet you I'm a B. And it depends. #B. it depends because for breakfast, it's all about breakfast, as you pointed out, Siege. If I have like something sugary for breakfast, we're having problems throughout the day. It's a sugar breakfast that makes me
breakfast.
Yeah,
so
that
it's
really
not like, you know,
sets off the gut.
Eggs.
No, no, no. If I have like, this is my breakfast literally every day. One string cheese, one golden ticket, which is the cheddar cheese in the small individual servings. One string cheese, one golden ticket, and one pack of Yogis, which are the yogurt-covered fruit snacks. That's what I eat every morning at 5:30 in the morning.
How are you not in C or D when you're just hitting straight dairy and yogurt?
And then
that's
I
like the designer follow- fart mix there.
Then I follow it up with an Americano at 7.
Oh, so, man. Yeah.
I think I've just got my gut trained, dog. That's what it comes down to.
You have the opposite of IBS. You have shy BS.
I have like... I have a really stable... But
wait, you don't poop at work either, do you?
Oh God, no! That sounds awful.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Here's the deal: when I used to have to be at work 8 hours a day, I would poop at work because I'm not, you know,
Superman.
I'm not that good. But since I'm literally there for 4 hours and 7 minutes every day, I my gut is trained to at 11 a.m. every day. I'm like, uh-oh, that's like it is a game on. My friend was like. I said, I'm going to go get Taco Bell. And she's like, oh, you're going to spend the rest of the day shitting yourself or whatever? And I was like...
See, I don't understand that. What did one person have diarrhea one time?
No, I'm not going to because I have...
Because I'm an adult who can handle a taco.
I built this gut biome taco by taco, okay? Like, this is...
I basically grew up in my formative years through the 90s. Where I could feed myself on 30-cent tacos.
Yeah, dog. Like, it was like $3 at lunch when I was in high school to go and get Taco Bell when we got off campus. It was awesome.
Yeah. Anybody who has problems with Taco Bell just did not train properly at the height of Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's not too late either, honestly. With that app, you could
get
you
on
could
there.
I would just like to suggest that it would be fun if we could somehow all get one of these monitors to, like, we could say what we think it's going to be. You know, like when you see like a TikTok video or something, it's like, hey, I'm Wendy going into the Renaissance Fair and I'm going to spend $100. And then like 1 second later, it's like, I spent $800. And it's like, all of us go, hi, I'm Gerg. And my ABD is 31. And then it's like, my ABD is 906. Like,
need one of those little step counters that you like click every time you take a step.
This is exactly what it's like, I guess.
Like back there with an umpire, you're just pick it up and click it.
It's got a detector. We can't be trusted to. I'm way too comfortable in my own shorts. I'm not going to even notice. Like, yeah, I'm just going to boop a doo. Yeah. Oh, gravy. That's a good call. A friend spending $14 at Taco Bell in '96, and we all thought he bought one of everything. Like, okay, Mr. Belvedere, or whatever. Like, you got yourself. I don't think Mr.
Which brings us
rich,
to This Week in Taco Bell.
If you can
this week, I had a chicken bacon ranch street chalupa and a chicken bacon ranch nacho fries.
I don't know what either of those things are. Like, I could rationalize them. Like, don't get me wrong, I can like get there. I am so weirdly, predictably boring and specific.
Like, see, what I don't get is like how you call yourself predictably boring and specific when you get the Lux box every time, which has different stuff in it each time.
No, it doesn't. It has the same thing. I get the Supreme Lux box, and it's always a Chalupa Supreme, a Taco Supreme, a cheesy something or other burrito, and cinnamon twists.
Yeah, it's the five-layer dip, the five-layer burrito, and the cinnamon twist.
It's just too much food. Also, it's just too much where every time I'm like, you probably shouldn't finish those cinnamon twists because you can be real upset here in about 45 seconds. And I'm like,
and then you finish the cinnamon twists and you excel into category C.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it affects me at all. If I have
it's the sugar.
If I have like a bowl of oatmeal, like with like, I always have maple brown sugar oatmeal for breakfast. If I have that, like 2 hours later, I'm in for a world of hurt. It's crazy.
Wow.
I wonder if I'm allergic to oats or something.
Well, oats are famously a fiber, so.
Yeah, famous fibers, like on the Mount Rushmore of fibers, there's oats.
on the Mount Rushmore of fibers, I would put oats.
No, just oats.
Spinach.
Just four oats.
That's all. Just four oats. Just four different oats. Four different packages of oatmeal.
Beans.
Maple brown sugar, cinnamon, cinnamon and spice.
They're all wearing Quaker hats.
Yeah. That's what I do. I'm two bagging it.
Can somebody
cinnamon
please,
and spice and maple brown sugar.
That's great and all, but can someone please put our faces on the on Mount Rushmore? Because that would be very funny.
Yeah, as if it's not disgraceful enough, let's make it worse.
Oh,
wow! Oh! It's been so long!
It's time for America's favorite game show, Make It Worse! And here's your host, your friend C.
Worst people to put on the face of Mount Rushmore!
It's us, but also we have
Yes! Oh, you won. That's it. Game over.
Yes. Thank you. All right. That made it worse. Okay. I told you there was going to be two options for things to talk about. And now option number two, how strong is your condiment game?
Ooh.
Did we talk about this on the pod? I think several weeks ago I saw a guy at Costco putting mustard on his pizza.
Oh, yeah, like, you were talking about that, yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? Like, dog.
Yeah, Cool Keith and I sent you pictures of us eating mustard pizza.
I don't remember that. I blocked that out of my memory immediately. That sounds awful. Like, and yeah. Hey. I'm not here to be the what you eat at Costco police because you're already eating at Costco. So it's like, go for it, dude. Like, whatever. What's the thing with what's the super meal from Costco called where you put the thing in the, you put the hot dog?
You put the hot dog in the chicken bake. And then I seen somebody else scrape the pepperoni cheese pizza on top of it. I don't know what
that's called.
Oh, I saw
someone wrap up the chicken bake in a pizza.
Ooh, like a chicken bake taco.
It has like a name.
You ever see the Philly taco where they have the Philly cheesesteak and you wrap it in the giant slice of street pizza from Philadelphia?
This is all so out of my desire.
I know, but that's why you have to try it. No. I want to take you places. Can I take you to Philadelphia this year?
Can you imagine?
Sounders play in Philly.
Okay, well, I'm not saying no. That's for sure. yeah, there's just certain things, the Jochiza? Is that how you would say that? I can't tell.
Is that what you said, Gravy?
The Costco food hack, or Jochiza, that's what I'm going to call it, involves stuffing a $1.50 hot dog into a $4 chicken bake, sometimes topped with cheese from a pizza slice, creating a massive high-calorie and viral Frankenfood mashup. It is highly recommended to eat it immediately for the best texture. That is always what you're supposed to do with Costco food.
Yes.
There's no like, I'm going to save this for when I get home. No.
Yeah, I'm not a take it home and eat it type of person. I'm always I try to eat it there, or if I'm going somewhere, I'll eat it in the parking lot and then go somewhere.
Which is why I don't care for Uber Eats and stuff like that, because by the time it's gotten to me, like, it's not good anymore. Full disclosure, I've never used any of those services before, but somebody sent me something and it was very kind because I was like, laid up with a knee surgery or something like that. And someone was very kind to send me something that I would not have had otherwise. And it was great. But I was like, oh, this would be, I would never do this again because I would just go eat it at the place. So that way it was fresh. It was actually a spam masubi.
I was going to say, you enjoyed my pocket masubi. So,
yeah, I mean, I did. Like, I'm still garbage, so I'll still
eat it.
Random food out of your pocket hours later. Yeah. And it was still oddly kind of warm, so
it
like
was
that
good.
Was yeah, it was like body heat activated.
That's right. We did do a lot of walking.
So I asked about the condiment thing because I was like trying to think about how the condiments have changed in my 40 plus years on earth. And it was like, when I was a kid, I remember when ranch became a thing. Like, it was like ranch existed, but it wasn't like a thing.
Yeah, no, I remember that as well. It just
late
80s. Like,
yeah. Like Ninja
Turtles
popularity.
Blew
up, and then ranch kind of started to show up. And then there was a, there was a episode of The Real World or a season of The Real World where the American guy couldn't get ranch.
That's right. Couldn't find ranch in England. That's right. I remember that. Someone sent it to him. Matt or something.
And then that poor lady had polyps on her vocal cords, and she was her singing career over, and it was already over, to be fair, because she was not blowing up. That was just early reality TV. But I was like ketchup, mustard, and ranch barbecue sauce, I guess. There wasn't like
mayo. That's really about it. But I mean, there wasn't other condiments they would think of like would be relish at the time, you know?
Yeah, but there wasn't like even like hot sauces and stuff like that. Or,
yeah, no, like, they weren't like a thing. There was like maybe Tabasco sauce. There wasn't like the whole variety.
Yeah, there wasn't like the, you know, like buffalo dip and stuff like that. That just wasn't, those weren't things yet. The first shelf-stable bottled ranch dressing hit shelves in 1983. Cool Ranch Doritos, 86, further boosting its popularity. The Dorito carrying ranch on its back.
Unbelievable.
Hot niggity dog. I love that.
They're not even like the same ranch if you're really going to be. It's just really ranch in the name.
Because what is ranch? It's buttermilk. It's dill. It's my roommate used to work at a pizza place and he would come home reeking of ranch. And I was like, dude, you are disgusting. He's like, yeah, I had to make the ranch today.
But I also
want
to lick you.
Yeah. I'm also like, hold still. But you know how, like, I don't know if this will go over well or not, but you know, like when you cook bacon at home and you're like, well, this is delicious bacon. But then you come home like an hour later from doing whatever and you're like, it still smells like stale bacon. And then it's like,
no,
please end me right now. Ranch dressing was invented by a plumber working in Alaska in the 50s, but it didn't become shelf stable until 1983. Okay. So yeah, like there wasn't a ton of options. Now everything has everything in it, and that is only being taken to another level. I guarantee that whatever your condiment game is, listener, now, we could do even better. You know, the soda fountains where the touch screens have like, I'm going to have Coke, but I want it to have orange in it. I'm going to have an orange. Coke.
Let's put some grenadine and some vanilla and some
and then
whatever
it mixes it up, and it takes away the charm of making a suicide when you were 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, it used to be suicide. Clack, 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 clack.
Yeah, yep. One of each out of the thing, except for diet, because come on, I'm not a monster.
and you I make need the, real sugar.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want your stupid chemicals.
Yeah, I would need legitimately, to fart.
I would like legitimately skip the diet every time because that's gross or whatever.
Now I just do it with all the zero sugar ones.
Oh, interesting. Throw a little monster in it at the end. A little Four Loko, and you're all set. Okay, those
Four Lokos.
Those soda machines, the people at Heinz have created the same thing, only the machine is full of condiment ingredients.
No! No!
Capable of producing over 2,000 different combinations.
What?
I can think of like six condiments, and they're like, "Oh yeah," and then
did they come out with? Weren't they just like doing the same thing that like 6-year-olds do with their chicken nuggets and like selling it for a while? Like, mayo chup and mustard mayo, and you know,
I believe just, you for sure. Yeah,
on the shelf, I swear to God, I remember them just mixing ketchup and mayonnaise together and then selling a bottle of that for like the same price.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds exactly like where we're at as a culture right now, where it's like, I'm not even going to mix it myself. I'm going to have it pre-mixed.
Can we go back to the days when the experimental condiments were when we had that purple ketchup or that green ketchup?
Sure. I'm in.
Or we had the like peanut butter and jelly in the same jar.
I think that's even too far. They're not similar viscosities. Speaking of viscosity.
Oh,
when you follow somebody at the fountain soda thing, like
you get their little drippy drips in your soda. Yeah,
but the viscosity of soda is so like it's like so viscous that it just like you can clear the pipes in like a matter of a second or two, right?
Yeah.
But like if it's a much thicker, jizzier like stuff that's gonna come out.
Do you think
like
think if of I a get jizzier like, syrup?
If I get like jalapeno ranch,
oh,
And then I'm going to next get honey mustard. Like, there's no way the jalapeno ranch is clearing out of there before the honey mustard starts, right?
That'll burn, too.
Also, like, who knows? That might be delicious.
I mean, that actually does kind of sound a little delicious.
This is exactly my point. It's like, like if you have allergies to foods, like you obviously can never get within a few yards of this thing. But
I would see if I would do that thing. I couldn't use the like new digital touch screen soda dispenser thing. I would want it like the old suicide machine, where I would just like go pump a couple of things and get what I want out of it. Just give me a couple of pumps for that thick syrupy sweetness.
Buffalo Ranch, Honey Racha, Mayo Racha, Mayo Chup, Cranch. That's the only one that I like the name of.
Cranch.
Mayo Must and Kachili. those are all things from Heinz. Listen, I'm not mad at any of
mustache.
Those. But I definitely want Cranch.
Cranch sounds amazing. Put that on a Dorito.
It's fun to say. Yeah, Cranch Doritos. That's...
Wait,
rich and creamy truffle mayonnaise. Like, I do love a garlic aioli. Oh, man, that sounds
garlic aioli's good. But see, that's the thing. Garlic aioli wasn't a condiment. That was a thing that you got at a restaurant.
This is it. Is that you're not just taking one big squeeze of palm oil and then mixing in the salty chemicals for whatever flavors that we like and then calling it a condiment. It used to be that a guy had to, whatever you do to make aioli, whip oil until it became
just batter. Beat it until it's creamy.
You heard it here first. Speaking of which, when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams next on Speaking of Which. How's that a transition?
Beat it until it's creamy.
I'm so disappointed that Brandon's not here. He's sick, so like it's understandable or whatever. I definitely liked my text back where I was like, I'm not disappointed, I'm just mad. Way to respond to that. But I have...
What is saucy sauce?
I have so many things that require Brandon for this. Like, we invented a new television show he and I did that is going to be the... It's going to follow the Fat Bachelor on television. Oh. If you don't remember
right after the Fat World Cup world premiere.
If you don't remember any of these things, go back an indiscriminate number of episodes because I can't remember. And listen, don't worry.
Probably about a year.
I'm sure our app is totally unsearchable. So yeah, I have like a television show. I have blimp content.
Oh.
I have a question of the week where we figure out which we think we've done more of, something naughty or something adult. I won't say which either of those
are. Both are the same.
I just have so much stuff. And then there's no Brandon to bring it all home. That's sad. Anyway.
It is sad.
Next week, hopefully Brandon hears this and then he's like, okay, I got to show up next week. It is our fault for being very unpredictable about how we record this every week between 7:30 and 7:32 or so. So it's like, if we were a little bit more stringent about getting with a tighter window that we would start in, then maybe he would show up. But
I mean, daylight savings time, lost a few days. He doesn't know what week it is.
Do you guys get a notification about Nerd Talk in your phones or anything? Or like,
I
started. Yeah. Is that how you find the link to get in here or whatever? Or
No. I just have the link. I have the link saved on my butt. I have it saved on my thingamajigger up there with all the other thingies.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Did we talk about how the robots love to nuke the humans? I think we did last week.
What?
Did we not? In simulations, we talked about this. In simulations,
About Joshua. Yeah, yeah.
King's College and, it sounds like I said the Whopper. King's College and, Whopper. That's funny. that's a good reference. I love that movie. I want to go back and watch War Games now. I think it's probably on the Plex. No, in Gravy, it's there.
It's got to be there. That and Inner Space. Can we watch those back to back?
Sure, yeah.
Like, just us sitting back to back facing opposite screens.
You know, something that's really oddly very... fortunate for the cast of this podcast. Sorry, I'm looking at the screen. So we're all very fortunate to not be experiencing baldness, at least in places where we can see.
There is some good hair on the show.
Yeah, it's odd how strong of a hair game we have. Not something that we chose the way we present
it. It's funny because we all do have show hair. We all got like full on like TV show hair.
Well, that's lovely. I love this. Good news, though, for not everyone does, and I feel bad for anyone who's insecure about these things, because I have my own insecurity, Gergerth. Thank you. If only you could have taken a beat, well, that's a wrong choice of words, but like to not just immediately know what my insecurity is, that'd be awesome, thanks.
Well, it was either that one or the world record of how fat is Greg to this week.
Oh, God damn it. Well, you've cut me twice, Siege.
It's because I love you, and you know.
I don't think that's why. I think that's. I think you did it for the laughs, and I'm pretty uncomfortable.
As long as I'm laughing, everything's good.
We're potentially just a decade away from the end of baldness.
What?
Yeah. So Japanese scientists, the same way that we're putting babies in ladies, and then they're having octuplets or whatever.
We're sexing hair into men.
Sort of. Japanese scientists have used a vitro system and stem cells to create functional hair follicles that when attached to mice, and it's always mice for some reason, when attached to mice, they embedded correctly and started connecting to the nerves of the mouse, to the nervous system, and then proceeded to start growing hair. First of all, the first thing I think of is like a heartthrob mouse with like long flowing hair, like on the cover of a mouse romance novel or whatever. It's like
think peak Russell Wilson with that wet curly hair that he had on the cover of what was that, Sports Illustrated?
I'm never gonna think of that ever.
Just gravy, put it in the chat. I want Craig to look at it. I will.
It's not something that I'm.
Well, you're making me think of like dudes with show hair jizzing their DNA into mice.
Well, that's not how it works at all.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what you said.
It's Japanese dudes.
Oh, sorry. Japanese
scientists, dudes. Who knows what they're where they're getting the material from. It didn't say or whatever. You know what? How dare you?
Are these the same scientists who buy the underwear in the vending machines?
I mean, probably not exclusively.
It's a small subset of them.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's got to be a percentage that, like, there's some crossover there. So the repressed sexual culture of Japan, which, again, is perfect for me. I'm, like, really drawing a lot of comparisons to the culture. Yeah. Anyway, they think that within 10 years, well, God damn it.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh,
okay.
A beautiful wet head.
Okay. First of all, I just want you to know.
Looks like David Hasselhoff.
If that hair was on a mouse,
that would be incredible.
It would be incredible. Okay.
The beard, too. He looks like he's trying to be on a romance novel cover. And then you throw on the navy and black leopard print jacket.
It's a puma. Pantera.
Oh, man. Give him like a car that is supposed to be cool, but it's not, like a Pontiac Fiero, and put his like front foot like a Scirocco. On the hood. I'm dying.
Switches on his Uber app and he's out there making some extra scratch tonight. Like,
oh my God.
No shade on Uber drivers. You guys are the best. You got me to and from the Comic Con this weekend. That was great.
Also brought you Masubi while you were dying.
I believe you, but I don't know. No, that was, okay, I hear you. DoorDash or something like that, but yeah, I gotcha. You're right. Sorry, not to split hairs. Not to split gorgeous Russell Wilson hairs.
Oh my God, did you just AI that, Gravy?
I'll tell you that.
Gravy just took a year of water away from the world to AI that Russell Wilson locks of luxury onto a mouse.
What do they call the stripes that are shaved into the side?
That's the hammer stripes. Oh,
can you put that God, mouse that into hammer pants now, please?
Oh.
Okay. Well, this is...
I'm immediately posting this on the...
Gravy, put that into that with no context. Just put that picture into the Discord. That's amazing. Just tell someone that they can win a fake $5 if they can guess the context of what this is. There we go. They can come on and play Guinness Time with us or something. Whoever guesses.
Yeah.
I was thinking about having guest Guinness Time people come on, not telling them what they're joining us for, so they don't go look at the results or whatever, but be like, hey, can you come on the pod for 5 minutes to be a special guest? And then we play Guinness Time. And then I was like,
had people mention in some of the comments that we've had before that they specifically don't look at the Guinness World Record stuff on Instagram so they can guess along with us while they're listening to the show.
It's the best. I genuinely think the only problem with Guinness Time is that Siege hasn't made a real guess in months.
What are you and I talking think that, about?
You're amazing. That was amazing. Not to fourth wall this thing, but like that was amazing. All right. Well, yeah, that's all I got this week. I don't think I have anything more than that. See, did you got anything left over? Did anyone say anything to us anywhere? Or are we?
I don't know. You know, it was funny because I actually checked Apple for reviews that we haven't gotten in a while.
Yeah.
Last one was written, I believe, by a teacher brother, and that was 2 years ago.
Well, I can't imagine who's still listening to podcasts on Apple. Like, I just don't understand that at all.
I mean, I got certain ones separated by Apple, certain ones separated on Spotify. At least with Spotify, you can comment on each episode. And I think that's going to be coming to Apple in the next year.
It'd be crazy not to, dude.
Like, I know.
Gravy.
Speaking of teacher brother, he is in the Discord tonight. His favorite,
what's up, dummy?
His favorite dip is ketchup mayo for the fry sauce, but he found barbecue mayo makes a slightly better fry sauce.
Dude, he is not wrong. The campfire sauce, is that what they call it at Red Robin? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
I always thought that was just like ketchup mayo with a little bit of honey.
Maybe. I always thought it was there's no reason why I couldn't be wrong. So, yeah. Oh, man, that sounds so good. Should we go to, what's it called, Red Robin now?
Yum. Let's do it. I want a Royal Red Robin burger and unlimited fries.
I went there for my birthday and because they give you a free burger for your birthday, right? And they changed the rules, so you have to spend $20 throughout the year to get a free burger for your birthday, which is a very low bar to hit.
How are they going to verify that?
Well, you have to log in with your app, and then you... they're skimming
that's data. Not fair for people in January birthdays like you.
Well, no.
Did you have to spend $20 beforehand?
In the last 12 months, you have to since your last birthday. So I got there and I was like, can't wait to have my burger. I'm going to get one of the expensive ones. And then I was like, all right. Oh, no. And then not only was I got a burger that I did not like. It was like, I should have just gotten the Royal, just the standard Red Robin burger. That's what I should have done. But I didn't. And then they were like, oh, but you get a free milkshake. And I was like, yeah, okay. I felt awful already.
All right, we're coming back.
Getting a free milkshake, though. Then the machine wasn't working. I don't know if you've ever seen someone try to, like, basically jumpstart an ice cream machine at 10:30 in the morning. Like, halfway through, I was like, yo.
10:30 in the morning?
I don't want that anymore because it is like...
Like the lawn guys
a machine
with a leaf
is barfing
blower?
Into its own butt, and that barf is some sort of... condiment that is like not,
let me guess, you ordered strawberry,
of course.
So it's pink barf.
Yeah Well, they hadn't added the drugs to it yet, so it's just like white. And I was like, yo, actually, you know what, this is disgusting. I'm like sitting at the bar right in front of it watching it go, and it's literally going, and I'm like, my stomach is full of burger that I didn't really like, and I'm like, I don't know. And the manager was like, no, dude, we got you. It's your birthday. And I was like,
we got you, buddy.
I was like, no.
Man, that's disappointing. I thought Red Robin hand spun those suckers.
Hey, first of all, Red Robin.
I love Red Robin.
Same. And this is not to, I will go back next year for my birthday. I will go back in between to spend $20 so that way I can get the free burger, which defeats the purpose. I get it. But like, I like going to Red Robin. It's of all the like... places like that. It's
one of the fast casuals.
Yeah, and it's and their bar is awesome, and there's always some degenerate bartender that's like cool. yeah. when you go there, and they like hate their life and job and career as a degenerate bartender, and it's like I can usually relate to them on some like visceral level, and so it's pretty cool.
See, that's our Chili's down here since we don't have Red Robin. I only get to go to Red Robin when I go to Colorado or out there.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know yeah. that Red Robin didn't make it to Florida. Smart. I mean,
it might be here like in Orlando or something. Orlando's got like all that stuff. Yeah, we got Sonic. Definitely. Sonic has the, you know, the 2 foot long Coney dogs every Thursday for $1.25, and they do.
Do they have a Heinz condiment machine?
I wish.
Wow.
50-cent corn dogs. This is another thing that you guys missed when the Sounders were down here last year, and you should have been here in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. It was 50-cent corn dogs. Corn dog squadron. And I went out to Sonic after the game, got 200 corn dogs.
Oh, yeah. They were out of corn dogs after that.
That's right. They were like, what? When I ordered it? Excuse, do you want condiments? I was like, yeah, just throw every sauce you have in the bag.
You fucking hurt me.
Give me the sauce.
All right. Well, that's a thing. That's a show,
we,
I guess.
We did a thing, guys. Congratulations.
What do we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. Here to land the plane, or blimp in most cases, is Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Gravy. Oh, I didn't say the gravy thing. Hold on, gravy, real quick.
Oh.
I obviously obsessed with Japan.
What?
I like Japan a lot, right? And one of the things that I really like there is you go and you get an omelet and they put curry, like a demi-glaze curry on top of the omelet.
Oh.
And it's like, it's so, so good. And then you can get, like, the curry is like a regular thing, like a Japanese curry. You get like katsu and dip it in there. There's the one guy, I don't know if you guys ever see him on your feed, where he's like speed eating Japanese bento box curries. And it's like uncomfortable how fast he eats rice, and it makes me feel every time in the comments, like, bro, that food's not trying to eat you. Like, just chill. Like, it's okay. Breathe, dog. But like, I want Japanese curry, but if you get that here, there's no such thing as just like cheap Japanese curry. There's just like the place on Capitol Hill where it's $27 for
what?
$4 worth of stuff, you know? And so I just never get it, and it's never worth it to me. Same with like ramen and stuff. It's so inexpensive in the home country, but here that's like a novelty, so they charge us $1 zillion, right? So then the New York Times the other day is like, quick and easy, ground beef Japanese curry. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, I'm obviously going to do that. And it was quick and easy and amazing. And so gravy related, I had myself from the cubes, they make a block of...
like a bouillon curry. Cube, but yeah. For curry?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and then you add it to whatever you cooked in some water, and then it like simmers, and then it's delicious. It was great. That's why I was also late today, is because I was stuffing my face with gravy. So there we go. All
right. Wow.
Land the plane, gravy.
Yeah, curry is like a chili. It's in between a gravy and like a stew. I think I would put it in that area between.
It just depends how you serve it, because like the way I did it was with a ground beef, and so yeah, it became a chili for sure. But like when you go to the places throughout Japan, it's like there's like a puddle of curry, and then there's rice, like an island of rice and an island of chicken katsu, and then you basically dip on your way,
mix them up, yeah,
and it just ends up, and then by the end, even the Japanese are using spoons to clean that up, because it's the, you know, their chopstick skills are great, but they still want to get that gravy. So
gotta get that gravy. Well, Brandon couldn't be here,
yeah,
and that's because he's busy digging graves for all of us at Corbin Park at the HOA to make sure we can all be buried together in the birthplace of new golf.
Oh, thank you, Emperor Dickface.
Yeah. Siege was last seen out in the Everglade Mountains playing Gator Hatchet with an actual hatchet.
Oh, a kid axe.
Aww. Yeah,
a kid axe.
And Greg, he's making for breakfast Cranch oatmeal with a golden ticket topper to make sure he ups his ABD numbers.
See, you're the one yelling at me putting cheese in my ramen, and you're eating cheese for breakfast with oatmeal?
I don't eat cheese with oatmeal for breakfast.
Gravy just said you did.
This is the only time you've ever believed gravy. Like, you're like, what did you Google it? Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.